Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations. This week, we're continuing a two-part interview with Joe Hostetler, who is a missionary with Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois, serving as the Assistant State Director, which I am very grateful for because she's my ministry co-worker and my friend. And she also oversees specifically the local ministry here in Central Illinois. So, Joe, we're so glad that you're able to be with us again this week.
Thanks for having me.
Now, last week you shared with us your testimony and how you were connected to CF actually since you were a child and how your grandmother, Rosemary Allball, which many of our listening audience will probably remember her, and she also was on this radio interview as well back when we started this program, that she was on staff, it's unbelievable, for over 40 years with Child Evangelism Fellowship. And actually, she was a state director before me. And so it's been just amazing how what the Lord has done. And so here you are, second generation in your family and serving the Lord with CEF. So how would you say that the ministry from what you remember back in your grandmother's day or what you remember when you were a child in the ministry of CEF, how has that changed since the time back then when your grandmother was with CEF to how CEF is today?
Okay, well, you know, CEF has always gone where the children are. So years ago with my grandma, the children were in their homes. So most Good News clubs and five-day clubs were in the homes. That's where they took place. But through the years, we have seen more and more children are in after-school programs and they're at school. And so now we have the opportunity to do after-school Good News clubs. And that has been a great, great positive change. We've really seen the numbers of children who really aren't as familiar with the Word of God, maybe not raised in a Christian home. Those numbers have gone up of these children that are now able to hear God's Word and learn about Him. So that's definitely a change. Also, another change is, of course, the visuals have been updated. We've gone from flannel to flashcard.
And we just found out today, sad day, that they're discontinuing flannel graph. We just got the memo today. The demand just isn't there because we do other things now too, don't we?
Right. The kids still love the magic flannel, but yeah, it's flashcards are more teacher friendly in some ways. And so we also do PowerPoint. So we've had updates in that area. Our curriculum has also been updated in that it still has the gospel message and it still has really good teaching for the saved and the unsaved child, but it also contains more foundational lessons. What we have found through the years is that children's Bible knowledge has really gone down, and so they need more of those foundational series about, you know, who is God and what does the Bible say who we are and who is Jesus and what has he done for us? So just some basics that kids knew years ago. They knew Easter was about Jesus, you know, about Jesus' resurrection, and they knew that Christmas was about his birth. Well, that is different. So they're really seeing the need to address that. And so the curriculum has been updated, I think, in a positive way. And the songs also, some we still have, Stop and Let Me Tell You, and some other ones that Let the Lord Have His Way, some of those songs, but we've also updated them as well. But what I love the most about CEF songs is no matter if it was, you know, 40, 50 years ago or today, they are so solid and they have such good truths that they teach.
So some things have changed.
That's right.
But they have changed to meet the needs for the children growing up today in our society.
Yep.
So, and I agree with you too, that CEF is always, it's always about the gospel and God's word. It's not about, you know, attracting children with other catchy things. It always goes back to real life change begins because of the teaching of God's word. So walk us through the main ministries of Child Evangelism Fellowship here in Illinois. In other words, what does the ministry of CEF look like right here in Central Illinois?
Well, right now we are having our Good News clubs that are in the schools, and that is around the school year. That's when that happens. And it is an hour and a half weekly program where the parents give permission for the children to come and attend. And of course, it's after school, and we have churches adopt these schools and we train them. We give them the curriculum and, you know, we show them how to use it. And then they get started and they are able to have a weekly outreach of their church, really, called the Good News Club. And so that's been really great to see. We have about 12 of them in this area and even some in Southern Illinois that we're developing as well. Churches are really excited about Good News Clubs and being able to really get the gospel back into the public schools. So that's been exciting. And right now we're gearing up, starting to gear up for our 5-day clubs, which is our summer ministry. And 5-day clubs is kind of like a traveling vacation Bible school. So we have Christian families who call us and say, we have a lot of kids in our neighborhood. We would love to have a 5-day club. And we train summer missionaries, young people, high school, college age students. We train them how to use this curriculum and go and to teach every day, just an hour. What used to be an hour, now it's kind of been extended to an hour and a half a day for just 1 week out of the summer. So that really keeps us very busy this summer. But we are always so excited to see people call us and say, hey, we would just love to have an outreach. And also even churches utilize us sometimes for VBS if they just, you know, don't have the people to do a vacation Bible school. But they really still want to have that presence in the community and be reaching out to those children. So we do them for churches as well. Camp Good News is one of our blessings that we have right here in this area because it's in Washington, Illinois. And Camp Good News, you know, has its own summer programs and things it does throughout the year with retreats. But what we're really excited about is being able to use Camp Good News as a way to just continue that discipleship with these children that we're already reaching in Good News clubs, and to even just have scholarships. We do Good News Club scholarships where they can go out to camp, and just we know what a great impact camp can be and how it can just help them to just grow in their walk with the Lord. And so we would love to see every single Good News Club child be able to go out to Camp Good News every summer. I know it's great because I went there every year when I was a kid.
When you were a child.
Yeah, some things never change. It's still an amazing place. So yes, we have Camp Good News, and then we also do party clubs and rallies. So throughout the year, party clubs are usually around a specific holiday. So we might have a Thanksgiving party club or Christmas party club or Easter party club. And we're really trying to just use that holiday to teach biblical truths. So
in fact, we have one coming up that we do, for, I think, the last 3 or 4 years, or this will be the fourth year, I think, we do at our office that is in Peoria. And we're having a Celebrate the Sun in April, where we have like an Easter egg hunt. But it, like you said, it's not just about the theme. It's to share the gospel. And every year you do the Bible lesson with the children. It's just such a blessing to see those children respond. And they learn and understand that Easter is not just about eggs and chocolate bunnies and things, but it's about the Lord Jesus Christ and his death and his resurrection for the forgiveness of our sin. So what about, I know you're not just overseeing those ministries that you mentioned before, which to me, that's like a whole playful. I mean, Good News Club during the school year and 5-day clubs and scholarship for camp and then the seasonal things. But what about teacher training? Because CF, like many parachurch organizations, we are a volunteer-based ministry. And yes, we have our staff that oversees the ministry, but we believe wholeheartedly we are here to equip people so that they would do the training ministry. So how are you involved in that aspect as well?
Right. Well, as far as our Good News Clubs, we have training for our Good News Clubs teachers. So the curriculum, we have curriculum workshops for them. We have just other seminars that we have to help them. Every Good News Club that begins, we start off with like a weekend kind of seminar, a training that's really going to help equip them for that. So that's one of the of our Good News Club trainings that we do. We also do party club training. So for the people that do want to do an outreach, I try to hold at least 2 to 3 party club trainings throughout the year that people can come to. Another way that we train people is through super seminars. So a church might call us and ask us to come and help equip their children's workers, and we love to do that. The last way that we train people is our Teaching Children Effectively courses. We have a level one and a level two. These are 30-hour courses, so they are a bigger commitment, but they are so excellent. It's one of the things that I took and really made a big impact in how I taught and really just taught me how to teach, really, and they're so very effective. So we hold those usually once or twice a year.
You know, if I wasn't with Child Evangelism Fellowship, all the things that you just listed would make my head spin.
Yeah.
But because I am with CEF, it still makes my head spin because I know all the things that we have to do throughout the year. And it is kind of like a juggling act. It's amazing what the Lord, how He always leads and guides for all the ministries. But of all the different ministries that CEF does, what is your favorite?
I would have to say the summer ministry has to be my favorite. I think just the fact of how God used the Christian Youth in Action program in my life, that training, and how He really, it changed the course of my life. And the training that I received there, and then just being able to see these young people go there and have the same thing happen to them. And see how God just uses them in the summer ministry. You know, I love to, you know, encourage them and just see them go out there and just stretch themselves. So many of them are just scared when they come to the training school, and it's so hard and it's so stretching. And so for me, it's just really neat to see them to go out and reach those boys and girls and to have them come back and tell the stories about how, you know, how they gave that invitation and a child came, and just to have them talk about that and how meaningful that is to them, and just seeing God use you, you know, and to see them catch that vision, to see God use them, as scary as it might be and as hard as it was, when you are being used by God, there's just nothing like it. So I would have to say the summer is my favorite.
Well, I would agree. You really shine in the ministry there, in the summer ministry, and throughout all the different ministries. But I also have to say that I've seen personally how the Lord has used you, not only equipping those young people for ministry, but also mentoring them and pouring into them. And we've seen these young people grow up mm-hmm. and go on to Bible school and go into ministries, even some of them. And we've also seen some of them even come on staff with us, or even come on our board, or things like that. And so it's just amazing to see what God has done. Yeah. Well, we just thank you for being with us, and we're so glad that you're able to come and share with us. Could you just give us just maybe one or two prayer requests, how people can pray for you and your ministry that God has called you to with Child Evangelism Fellowship?
Absolutely. We are doing recruitment for summer missionaries, so that's always a prayer request. And then personally, just as I seek to raise more support, just pray for that as well.
And then for the Lord to help you to hold it all together.
That's
because
right.
He is holding you, and He is guiding and directing you every step of the way. And His plans for you are the best. And His plans are always meant for our good and to give us peace. And thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations. We appreciate you listening and your prayers and your support for this ministry as we seek to reach the future generations for Christ, so the generation to come might set their hope in the Lord and to walk in His ways.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me again.